Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Very glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live on great radio stations coast to coast and on two terrific television networks, the Salem News Channel and Biz TV Television. So honored to have you here, no matter where you're coming to us from. And I just have to say this. This was a week in its final 2 days that shook me to my core. I did not believe that in my lifetime I would see the decisions handed down for the Supreme Court that we got this week. And I want to talk about the response to that in just a second. Let me give you an idea of what's coming up on the show. Let's go to the big board, Mr. Ivan. We have in this specific order, coming up next, Abby Johnson, who her perspective on this is going to be pretty interesting. She was formerly the most successful clinic director for Planned Parenthood, the largest provider of abortions in the country. She was the most successful clinic director in their history when she decided to walk away from the abortion business and ended up having her life changed resolutely as a result of that. Now, in addition to that, Mike Huckabee is going to be with us. When it comes to people that I've known that have been in this fight from the very beginning, he is one of them. He was already in public policy when the decision in 1973 came down for Roe v. Wade. He's also seen a lot of policy around gun laws, and so there's a very important need us to be very clear what this all means in kind of a historical context. And then Charmaine Yost is with us in the liaison tonight. Now, Charmaine and I have worked at multiple pro-life organizations together over the course of our careers, and I just want to get together with my friend and kind of reminisce and figure out the meaning of what it all adds up to in terms of what we've seen in the last couple of days and over the last 50 years. And then in the music spotlight tonight, Kacey Musgraves has a brand new song. It's an old song. It's a remix for a new song for the new Elvis film that's being produced by Baz Luhrmann. That'll be out in theaters soon. But the single dropped this week, and it's already climbing the charts. And so she's with us tonight. And then she'll be with us in hour number two as well. So we've got a lot to get to. I want to go to the reaction from what happened in the court case on Friday. On Friday, you saw the court come out and say what we've known for a long time, that the Roe decision was an anathema to law. That the way it was argued, there were five underpinning arguments to the structure of the argument that were just completely bogus. And we've never had a court that had the honesty to say, hey, look, this is what was argued and this is why it's not right. And since that case was settled in 1973, we've also had enormous developments in the world of technology that have allowed future generations of children to see their siblings growing in their mom's womb before they are born. We now have a more uniformly informed young population in this country that know exactly when life begins because they can see the fingers and eyes and head and expressions on the face of their younger brothers and sisters as they grow in their mother's womb, as they get those ultrasounds, as they see those pictures. It becomes really obvious, really clear. Even in our three kids, which were, you know, 2.5 years apart from each other, there was a fun joy of letting the next one see the picture of the one that was in the cooker. And as they were able to see, that, you know, their breath would get taken away. That's the awe that should be the response to what we have. We're going to save babies. In fact, let me give you some of the details. The moment that the Roe v. Wade decision was handed down, 15 states immediately banned abortion. They had what was called trigger bans in place. So that if Roe v. Wade ever became not the law of the land anymore, that they would automatically be a state in which abortion was completely banned. There are an additional 26 states that are somewhere on the process. That could be anything from they just introduced legislation to it's out of committee and ready for a vote, or it's waiting for a governor's signature, or there's any number of different processes that they're in the process of. But there's 26 of them that have it in process. When you add those up, 41 states yesterday began saving babies' lives, where 50 states the day before had the right to take them. That's pretty amazing. And when you're talking about, you know, 400,000 babies a year just in Planned Parenthood clinics, not to mention the other, you know, shyster garage operations that are out there, you're talking about, you know, maybe a 500,000 babies a year that are going to be saved. Their lives are going to be saved. But I want to talk a little bit about some of the interesting reactions to some of this. Ivan, if we could put up Andrew Tarantola's Twitter response. This was yesterday. Burn down the Supreme Court. That was the mature answer of a guy who fancies himself as a journalist. Burn down the Supreme Court. Now, back here on me for a second. Do you know what Twitter didn't do? They didn't ban him. They didn't shut his account down. They didn't warn him for speaking violently. They didn't say that he was threatening the lives of the justices. They didn't do any of that. I make a joke about Twitter and said that they're impaling their business on the day that they kick Trump off the platform, and they say that I'm threatening violence against Twitter. But they didn't think there was anything wrong with him saying, burn down the Supreme Court. That account is still active. That tweet is still up. At least it was as of showtime. So that's one response. Let's see. What else did I have here? Go to the one where the guy's hitting his face in the forehead. Yes. Okay, so last night they had the Night of Rage, right? Actually, show the sign from the Night of Rage promotion, because this was really something. So this group called Hit the Streets, you said you'd riot. To our oppressors, if abortions aren't safe, you're not either, signed James Revenge. All right, so where did they have their protests last night? Go back to the other graphic there, Ivan. So they had their protests in New York City, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, California, and a handful of other predominantly Democrat-led cities. Now, here's the really ironic thing about all of this. Protesters decided to burn things, throw rocks at human beings, and violently protest not being allowed to any further kill their preborn babies last night. That's what that was all about. And they did it in D.C., L.A., and New York, where they are still allowed to kill their preborn babies. So they're marching the streets, literally in cities where abortion's remaining legal, and they're saying, How dare you keep us from having our abortions in cities where there'll be more abortions performed now than there ever were before? Because in California, for example, Gavin Newsom has taken $128 billion of the taxpayer money and said, we're going to support what's called abortion tourism. We're going to fly you to California, let you get your abortion here. That sounds wonderful, doesn't it? I want to go to a place where they're just rolling in the blood of babies. That sounds like such a wonderful place to go and to have tourism to. Anyway, it is interesting and important that you note that they're not just idiots that are, you know, protesting in cities that still have the right to kill their preborn children, but also that they don't have any clue as to what the real decision was about. Did you know that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a lot of people don't know this, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg actually opposed the Roe decision. In fact, I have a quote from her where she said that the Roe decision was bad jurisprudence. In other words, it's terrible law. Shouldn't have been decided that way. She said it went too far. And she said the broader issue of whether or not abortion should be legal or not is what she means there. The broader issue should have always been left to the states. That was the thinking of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the progressive leftist icon that they all worship at the altar of. You know, it's funny. Her best friend on the court was Justice Antonin Scalia, and in both the New York gun law gun case that was handed down on Thursday, and the Roe v. Wade case, he was quoted, and his cases were quoted excessively. In terms of the case law to look back on and say this is how we should have decided this. So two justices that aren't even alive to see the court's decision this week, both would have agreed with the general premise of what the 6-3 court came up with in its decision. Anyway, we've got a lot to get to. I've got more of these fun little things to talk about at the top of the second hour. But coming up next, Abby Johnson joins me. She is an inspiration in the pro-life movement, and get her reaction to what happened this week. It's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live. We are live from New York and thankful to be with you. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
New York. Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, this should be somewhat expected. It wasn't moments after the opinion came down that AOC was literally on the steps of the Supreme Court with a bullhorn screaming about women's rights. Nancy Pelosi was actually saying that while the court in the gun case cited states' rights as being present, the right were taken away from the states to give people the right to carry their weapons, that they had done the reverse in the Dobbs case. Opposite of how it works, Speaker Pelosi, there is no mention of abortion in the Constitution. There's a direct mention of guns in the Constitution. It's completely backwards from what she explained it. And then, not long after that, President Biden, for some reason, they didn't have the microphones turned on, so you couldn't really hear him, but he was yammering on about prescription drugs and the need to have access to contraception, and I'm pretty sure that he's meaning by contraception abortifacients. I'm just guessing that that's probably hidden in the meaning of what he's talking about, given how this group acts. Nevertheless, I am thankful that the decision came down as it did, and here to discuss with me is Abby Johnson, who is, without question, one of the more inspirational figures to come out of the pro-life movement. I've been fighting this issue since I was a four-year-old boy in 1974 when I first became aware of what this was. And it's been a long litany of people like Abby, like Lila Rose, like others that have stepped up and said, hey, there's a lot more to this than you even realize, and we need to talk about it. Abby rejoins me now. Abby's fame, of course, came from the fact that she was one of the most successful Planned Parenthood directors in the history of that company. And now she's a complete bona fide pro-life believer saying, no, we can save women and we can save babies at the same time. Abby, thank you for being here. Let me just ask you, the moment that this came down, I think there are 13 or 15, something like that, trigger states that had immediate bans that went into effect. So abortion is now no longer in those states immediately upon the Roe decision coming down. I think another 26 have some sort of process, whether it's legislative affirmation or a governor's signature or something along those lines that have to happen. But there are a number of other, a couple of dozen more states that are going to be moving in that direction. I think that puts the number at about 40 or 41 states. That means there's going to be 9 where abortion is still going to be as prevalent and maybe even more in demand than it was before the Roe overturn of the Dobbs case. Your thoughts on where we stand in the aftermath of this?
Yeah, it's certainly exciting. It's an exciting time. People have been, you know, like you mentioned, fighting for this for so long. Many people longer than I've even been alive have been fighting against this horrific law, and we are looking at 26 states that currently have either a trigger ban or have a constitutional amendment or something in their state constitution that makes abortion illegal right now in their state. And like you said, there are many other states that have something proposed in their state to make abortion illegal.
Right.
And then there are, you know, other states. I think it's going to be sort of a pendulum swing one way or the other. So we're going to see, you know, sort of deep red states, right, where abortion is completely illegal, or we're going to see deep blue states where abortion is completely legal for any reason through all 9 months of pregnancy, where Roe is sort of codified in an extreme way. Right. So, you know, that's what we have seen happen in Colorado. That's what we've seen happen in California. In California, even going an additional step, Newsom saying that, you know, California is going to be a sanctuary state for abortion, and him signing into law $125 million of state taxpayer money going to fund abortion tourism for his state so that other women can come there and have their abortions paid for. So, I mean, it's going to be, I think, one way or the other, sort of a pendulum swing one way or the other. But right now in our country, we have more states that will effectively ban abortion and make it illegal than we have states making it legal, which is, I mean, a huge victory.
Well, I was adding up the math. I mean, you know that I don't have to tell you this. Planned Parenthood alone does nearly 400,000 abortions a year.
Correct.
In a lot of states, they're out of business now, and they will be very, very soon. And I'm curious, you know, so how does the pro-life message and the championing of God-given life now change for those people that have been in this discussion and this debate for such a long time? Because the focus has been, let's get a case to the court that can overturn Roe. Now it's like we need 50 different teams of fighters to go into every state and make sure that the laws protect babies at this point. And I think that in some ways it's going to get so decentralized. I fear it may not remain as strong as it is to fight for life.
Yeah, so that is definitely a concern, Kevin. So that, I mean, that is a concern of mine. That's something that I've been talking about, is that the pro-life movement has gained so much momentum, sort of rallying around this idea that we have to overturn Roe at the federal level. And, you know, my fear is that now that we have done just that, that there's going to sort of be this complacency or apathy, particularly in these deep red states, right? That places like Texas that have a trigger ban, places like Tennessee, where we know abortion is going to be illegal, that people in the pro-life community in those states are going to go, oh, great, okay, well, my work is done, right? And now I can move on to something else. But the reality is that truly in the pro-life movement, our work is just beginning.
Yeah.
State level. And we're going to see abortion clinics close for sure, which means, but it doesn't mean that women are no longer going to have crisis pregnancies, right? Just because abortion clinics close doesn't mean that women aren't going to be getting pregnant.
Right. And that's why,
and saying, now what do I do?
And that's why Antifa is attacking crisis pregnancy centers, because they know that they are the ones that are going to outlive this.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, pregnancy centers are now a super threat to the left, right? And so, you know, we need to be doubling down on our support of pregnancy resource centers, maternity homes. And yes, I mean financial support, but also I mean volunteerism, donating supplies, you know, working for them. What are we doing to actually support these centers? You know, have you toured your local pregnancy center? Find out what they do. Know where they are. You know, are you putting information about your local pregnancy center on your social media? You know, we need to be really championing these centers and letting people know about all the awesome services that they offer, because crisis pregnancies will continue to exist.
Yes.
And there will be an underground system of women who are willing to, you know, break the law or whatever, to either perform illegal abortions, to get women medication, or to take them to other states. And so, you know, we're combating that as well.
Well, Abby Johnson, you have been a stalwart champion and such a brave person to come out and tell your story and then to live your life. I'll never forget getting to see your ultrasound right here in Times Square. You brought Times Square to a pinpoint silence.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It's been three decades since Congress passed a significant measure that addresses gun violence. That measure was signed by President Biden Saturday morning.
Well, this bill doesn't do everything I want. It does include actions I've long called for that are going to save lives.
The bill costs $13 billion, most of which will help bolster mental health programs in 8 schools. It will expand background checks for people ages 18 to 20 years old and close the so-called boyfriend loophole, among other things. The president will be in Europe this weekend for meetings with the G7 nations and NATO allies. His twofold mission, find ways to lower food and gas prices while keeping allies unified against Russia and its invasion of Ukraine. On Wall Street for the week, it landed in the win column, but only for the second time in 12 weeks. The S&P 500 Friday had its best day in 2 years. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us. And just taking a few minutes away from our main topic of the night to just remind you that to be pro-life is not to just advocate for the life of children in the mother's womb, but actually to talk about how to make life better for them all the way around. And at the beginning of the year, we had a very big goal to try to get a very important statement about life done. We started out on a journey with our friends at Christian Solidarity International to try to liberate 192 slaves before year's end. We are, as of this moment, this evening, about 138 of those slaves left to go. And so what I wanted to just let you know, if you're just joining joining us for the first time, or maybe you've been thinking about it, and I know that the number on the screen is a little bit different than what I just told you, but that's okay. And thank you to those of you that have sponsored those last six. Every single one counts. But there are human slaves that are still living under the thumb of slavery in the section of Sudan that is called North Sudan. It is its own country now. And this is one of those situations that was left over from a civil war that went really bad. When the Arabs from the north in Sudan invaded the south and would regularly go and raid villages, they would steal the women, basically, and march them back to the north, force them to become slaves. They were forced to do things like, house chores, to do things like service the slave master sexually, to do any number of things that were degrading to their own bodies, because they were told they could not be good Muslim slaves if they did not circumcise themselves and change their name from their Christian name to their Muslim name. And so a number of years ago, before even the civil war was completed in Sudan, Christian Solidarity International was on the ground trying to get these slaves released. And so far to date, I am very proud to say that Christian Solidarity International has helped free in excess of 125,000 of these slaves. But we believe that there may be as many as 35,000 still in captivity. And so the pursuit goes on to not relent, to not stop until every one of them are liberated. And that's why every year we have been partnering with you to accomplish this and to, on some level, be able to say, hey, we value life. We value these people's lives when the rest of the world has forgotten about them and let them loose. So here's the phone number, 888-342-1010. Now, how does it work? Well, these women are serving at the behest of slave masters that are Arabs that live in northern Sudan, and there are northern Arab retrievers that work with Christian Solidarity International from the south. They want good relationships with the southern Christians, and so what they do is they regularly will go up into the north and try to spot and find pockets where slaves are being kept. And when they do all that they can to negotiate a release, usually an exchange of a vaccine for the rancher's cattle in exchange for the life of the slave. And then when they bring them back, when they bring the slaves back to South Sudan, the first stop that they make is at the border at this recovery camp where the slaves are able to, for the first time, tell their story, identify their own name, identify where they came from, where they were taken from. They're able to get some counseling. They're able to get some medical help if they have medical needs, and they most always do. They're able to have a few days of rest and recovery to allow their body to heal from a lot of abuse. And then they are given this really amazing gift, and this is where you and I come in. We supply this thing called the Bag of Hope. And the Bag of Hope, if you're watching on your screen right now, there's several that have them there. These Bags of Hope have everything they need in them to begin a new life in South Sudan. A year's worth of food, grain, a year's worth of seed to plant the next season's grain, fishing utensils, gardening utensils, cooking utensils, bedding to sleep on, a tarp to create some sort of cover from the elements. And at the end of all of this, they're given a she-goat that is actually theirs to take for their own and to go and create milk and cheese and to create more baby goats to develop a bit of a micro-enterprise. And this changes their life. It radically changes their life. Friends, you supply all of that for a one-time gift of $250. And we need 138 more people to say, I'll take care of one slave, or maybe a few that can take two, or maybe even fewer that can do 5 to 10 each. But would you join us on our effort? 888-342-1010. Our real desire is to give all 192 of these slaves a Christmas gift to remember so that they have freedom for the rest of their life. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or go to csi-usa.org. Kevin McCullough, we continue with our celebration of the Roe v. Wade overturning at the Supreme Court yesterday. Governor Mike Huckabee joins me from Arkansas when we continue here on Radio Night Live, live from New York. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, a big end to the week, obviously, on so many different cases. And we were telling you for quite some time at this microphone that there were a couple of really big ones that would come down at the end of the court session. It looks like they ran the clock out right to the very end. But for the second day in a row this week, another big case was handed down, obviously the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And joining me now to give some perspective to the long journey that this has been is Governor Mike Huckabee. And Governor, always appreciate your time with us. You know, I think we've known each other for probably a couple of dozen years. I don't know, maybe longer than that. I'm not sure when I remember meeting you, but I know that we have been in the same fight for as long as I can remember. I remember my parents working our very first congressional volunteer campaign for a candidate in Fort Worth, Texas, when I was a little tiny 6, 7, 8-year-old kid, stuffing bags to take to voters to give them information about this thing called Roe v. Wade that had just been decided, you know, when I was 3 years of age, and now I was 5, 6, 7, somewhere in there. And I remember from that moment forward always being forward-looking to working towards the opportunity to see this law be, this ruling be repealed. And you were ahead of me in the race a little bit. You were already in public service in many respects. What are your thoughts at this momentous occasion?
Well, I'm very happy that it's happened, but I hope people understand this is not the end of the world for those who are pro-abortion, and it's not the beginning of the end necessarily for those of us who are pro-life. It's a great decision because it was a constitutionally correct decision that really righted a wrong that was done in 1973 when the Supreme Court decided that they were a legislative body, not a judicial body. All of that is great, but what it means practically, in some states there will be more abortions, New York and California among them. In my state of Arkansas, there won't be abortions.
Yeah,
they'll be banned. So I'm thrilled. I've been in this battle since really 1973 when the decision came out, but got more involved in the late 70s and was a part of a group called Southern Baptists for Life that tried to get Southern Baptists to really start joining our Catholic brothers and sisters in recognizing this as a moral issue. Over time, that's happened. My early political fights really were involved in pro-life. I was part of the steering committee that put a constitutional amendment on the Arkansas ballot that would recognize life begins at conception, and the policy of the state would be to protect it until natural conclusion. Well, obviously, that took three times, but we finally got it passed. But it was always under the umbrella that Roe overshadowed it. Well, as of today, that's no longer the case.
Yeah.
And so that constitutional amendment that we tried and failed in 84, failed in 86, passed in 88, today now is enshrined into permanent law in my home state. And it's just a great moment in that regard.
Well, in respect to that, and, you know, I was actually on the yoga mat when the decision got announced. And so I had to look at my phone and go over, looked at my watch, went over and looked at my phone. And I started researching. And I think the moment that the ruling came down, there were something like 15 to 13 states that have what's called trigger bans that automatically, once the Roe decision was made, that was it, that they're done. 26 additional states are in some sort of process of either they'll need a legislature to affirm it now or a governor to sign it or some sort of process to complete it. But there's already another 26 states that have some degree of banning of abortions within their borders. Governor, that means that there's going to be 41 states that in some form or fashion, within just days of this decision being handed down, start saving thousands of babies' lives. I don't know if people understand just even how much Planned Parenthood, which gets, you know, a ton of money from the taxpayers, but they average about 387,000 abortion, taxpayer-paid abortions a year. That's hundreds of thousands of lives, Governor, that have been saved through this one decision.
Well, and that's why it is a great day for human life, and I don't want to minimize the importance of it, but I also want to make sure people understand that this was bigger than just the decision, because now we have a court that says that the text of the Constitution means something, and it should be, just simply accepted for what it says. That's refreshing. And you know what I want to do is say thank you, Donald Trump, for giving us solid conservative. I want people to remember the people who hated Donald Trump's mean tweets and voted for Joe Biden, all of those so-called Republicans.
The really smart people like Bill Kristol and those guys.
100%. If Hillary Clinton had won in 2016, let me ask you, do you think we'd be celebrating this decision today? It would have been a 9-2 decision going the other way.
Yeah.
And I hope people will stop and remember that Barack Obama was right about one thing. Elections have consequences. And, you know, I want to just add this. My next prayer is that we move toward recognizing the personhood of the unborn, because when that happens, then in all 50 states, abortion comes to a conclusion, because there is no due process for the unborn child and no equal protection, as would be guaranteed by the 5th and 14th Amendments. So, yes, it's a wonderful day. And you know, I do celebrate that Planned Parenthood is going to be out of business in many states. And one reason I celebrate that is because they target black women.
Yep.
I wish that there was more people, there were more people who understood that abortion in this country is a business, and it's a business to take the lives largely of African-American babies. Yep. And if they don't think so, go look where those abortion clinics are, see where the targeting is, and see where the disproportionate number of abortions are. They're in the African-American community. And African-American leaders, if they really cared for their communities, would be the ones loudest and clearest celebrating today.
Yeah, well, and here in New York, you already mentioned the abortion kind of capital of the world that New York City is, but there are five zip codes in which there are more abortions than births over the last 10 years, and that's been a yearly trend. This decision, by the way, won't make much of an impact on that, because Kathy Hochul and the Democrats in New York State have said they are going to protect abortion through up until birth. Governor, with all that being said, real quickly, what's on your show this weekend?
Matt Walsh will be with us. We'll be talking about his wonderful documentary, What is a Woman? If you haven't seen it, it's definitely worth watching. We also will have Rebecca St. James doing music, and Sean Davis from The Federalist will be with us. We've got a great show lined up, but don't miss Matt Walsh. He is just phenomenal.
I'm glad he's finally figuring out what a woman is. They've had trouble with that even at the Supreme Court level this year. So,
yes, they have.
It's good to know somebody figured it out. Hey, Governor, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
That's 800-509-4492.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the new music spotlight tonight, a brand new song, well, an old song done in a brand new way from Kacey Musgraves and the brand new Baz Luhrmann film, Elvis.
Single from the Baz Luhrmann film Elvis, starring young stars. It's also got Tom Hanks in it and some others. Should be interesting. I happen to be a little bit of a fan of some of Baz Luhrmann's work, but the new song from Kacey Musgraves, the Elvis classic, I Can't Help Falling in Love. All right, hour number two is on the way. That means the ladies' lounge is around the corner. And tonight, Charmaine Yost, Dr. Charmaine Yost, is back with us with an extended discussion. We will get into all things related to the biggest news story of the week, a milestone in my life that came down after 48 years of constant work towards it. That's all straight ahead. It's Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. So appreciate you being with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.